Right then guys, good morning and welcome to Madrid. So I'm currently driving back from Granada, which is taking its toll. We're in Madrid and then we're trying to get to Paris tonight. I think it's going to be a massive pain in the ass, about 12 and a half hours of driving. Personally, I think we should stop in Bordeaux. I think that's probably going to end up being the plan. I would stop here. I really like Madrid. This is fun. It's my sort of city. I'm definitely going to come back, but we're not really making progress. We need to eat up the miles. So I'm running out of days in the Schengen zone. And all the boys at 1M International, we're all going to Budapest soon for a week. So I want to save my days for that. It's highly important, guys, that you heed this advice. And I know I never usually push this stuff. Just quickly, supplements are out soon. Clothing's out soon. If you want to dress as well as me, then it'll be coming out very soon. But yeah, supplements are out soon. But heed this advice. Join school and join 1M International, which is formerly known as 1M House. Because one of the guys, this is where this video is coming from. One of the guys actually messaged in the group this morning and asked me a question directly. And I thought, you know what, I'll make a video on it. It's such a good question. He said, and this is the access that you guys will get if you sign up to these things, because all the 1M International guys are in the school community as well, all the calls. So you know, we're just breeding excellence, we're just traveling the worlds. I mean, the guy that's with me right now, who's filming everything, obviously the camera guy, he signs up to 1M House originally, and he's here today with me in Madrid. So this is how it works, guys. Okay, you got to take the initial risk in life. So the question that was proposed to me was, Chris, when you're making like $2,000 per month, $5,000 per month, $10,000 per month, whatever it is, how much do you spend on living costs? How much do you spend on life and stuff like that? And I actually love this question because, hang on guys, we're about to, no, we're all good. I love this question because I've had to go through this myself, where I've gone from like 1,300 per month all the way up to tens and tens of thousands per month. And I've had to figure out what I need to do with my own life, right? Now there's two parts to this, and two parts that you guys need to remember. So, number one, most of the people giving advice on this are multi-millionaires who have got amazing lives, and they've never actually had the shit part of life. They've never actually been down in the depths making 1,300 per month like myself and had a normal 9-to-5 job. Now, what a loud city. I miss the city. I love cities. It's really cool actually, because we're going to be going from Madrid to Paris to London, which is the three biggest, and in order as well of being the biggest, I think. So that's going to be cool. But the first part of this question is, in the early days, you use what you can with what you have, because you can't be living on like 10% of $2,000. You just can't. It's not possible. Am I about to die? Why is everyone panicking? Maybe they just realized that they saw first, man. I don't know. Do we have Spanish translation on YouTube? We should put this on. Yeah, so in the early days, like if you're making, let's say, $2,000 a month, how the hell are you supposed to spend 10 to 20% of that on living cost? It's just not enough to live. So in the early days, you should have no shame if 60, 70, 80% of your wages and whatnot are going on living costs, because you have to. Like, how the hell are you supposed to live without it? You're just not making enough to justify it. Now, the reason I say this is because the name of the game in the early days is to live in the best possible place for the cheapest possible price without it being dangerous. So you've got to balance danger with price. So I lived in Cheltenham, I lived in Stratford in London, and my rent was like 1,400 per month. Now Stratford's definitely safe enough. People say you get stabbed in London. You don't, okay? It's not bad. Like, people are full of shit. But like, what's the safest place that you can comfortably afford, right? So you could go super cheap. You could go super cheap and have something that's like 200 a month, 300 a month, but you're not safe. You're in a flat share with like 10 other people that do drugs all night, and you're just like, why am I here? I want to be in a place that gives me a good quality of life. It's safe, but it's cheap. So you start with the price, right? You start with the cost. And you go, right, this is cheap, this is cheap, this is cheap. This is going to free up a ton of money. But am I safe? No. Am I safe in that one? No. Is that one optimal for what I want to do? Is that optimal for my lifestyle? What's the area like? Oh, it's a shithole. Oh, I should probably not stay in that area. That's a massive factor, okay, guys? Nobody ever discusses this. And in the early days, you can spend 70, 80, even up to, if you have to for work, because you have to be in a certain region, maybe even up to 90% of your wage, okay? Now, here's where it gets complicated and people don't really realize. As you go through the levels of wealth, that percentage actually comes down. So let's say if you were making, $5,000 per month, you can then drop that down to like 40%, something like that. That's enough to have a high quality life on. But what a lot of people do is they keep that percentage high. So let's say for a good example, you go up to 10 grand per month, 10K per month. What do you do? So a lot of people go, oh, I can afford $5,000 rent, $6,000 rent per month. No, you can't. That's silly. That is silly because $2,000 a month rent will give you an amazing life. So you might as well, you're better off saving the eight. There's no point spending five. Do you see what I mean? It's silly. So the more money you make, the lower that percentage actually comes down, because if you are making $100,000 per month, right? 100K per month, you're a baller. You're balling out of control. If you just said 10% of that is for living costs, even five, I'm telling you guys, $5,000 a month, I could have a McLaren and live in London in a very nice place. I'm pretty much about to do that, right? Where that might be a McLaren. Let's have a look. No, Porsche. See the size of the spoiler? Did anybody catch that? It's enormous. The thing's about to take off. Look like wings. So, you know, if you're making like 100K per month, you could spend five, you could spend six, you could save so much more. So the more money you make, the lower that percentage actually comes down. It's the early days where that percentage is high. You know, you've got people that are making like 2K per month and they're saying, oh, I'm trying to save 80% of my weight. You can't do it. You can't do it in the early days. Like in the early days, the whole aim of the game is just to live in a location that optimizes your life, that allows you to go from step A to step B without putting your life in danger. It's the only way to do it. White balance, that's what we need right now, some white balance. I've just been color washed. There I am. Fuck, I need a tan. It's even cold in Madrid, guys. I quite like it though, I'll be honest. Right, we could die here. The end of first man is near. But yeah, that's the only way to do it. And as your money goes up, the percentage actually comes down. But the problem is people make more money and spend more money. You guys have seen this, right? In the statistics that I've shown you guys, in your 20s, most people have, in the UK this is the only figures I know, I'll do some more research. But in your 20s, the average person has £3,200 in their bank account. I'll say that again, just in case you couldn't hear. In their 20s, the average person has £3,200 in their bank account. In their 30s, they have £3,300. So £100 more. So why are they making more money and only having the same number of savings? Because they spend more. You get a pay rise and you go, ooh, let's move to a place with $1,000 extra per month rent, babe. Yeah, okay, let's have kids, let's get married. People just up their bills and try and keep up with the Joneses. The name of the game in the early days, I'll wrap it up on this, guys, but the name of the game in the early days, live in the cheapest possible place you can without it affecting your health, your danger. Don't put yourself in harm's way, right? That's stage one. That'll allow you to build. It gives you a base. It gets you away from maybe, I don't know, let's say family members that don't believe in you, that think what you're doing is stupid. Like it protects this, protects your mindset, just allows you to get somewhere and build your own place and build your own base and be in a comfortable mindset where like you can become that winner and nobody's telling you that's a dumb idea and stuff like that. That's what you're doing in the early days. That's the whole aim of the game. Now, phase two is the more money you make, the lower that percentage comes down, but you're still playing with more money. Do you see what I mean? You're still playing with more money. Making 100K per month, great. Spend five or six on lifestyle every single month. Pocket the rest, put the rest back into the business. You don't need a crazy, crazy baller lifestyle. Truth be told, $5,000-$6,000 a month would give you an unbelievable lifestyle. Believe me, it would be ridiculous. And that's the name of the game, guys. In the early days, you're surviving, you're protecting yourself, you're protecting your mindset, you're making sure you're in a good spot, a base, a foundation. As that grows, you're lowering that percentage. So you can invest more back into the business, you can grow as an individual. But yeah, the percentage actually drops down the higher up you go. But I don't see this getting talked about a lot. I thought it'd make a good video. You want more stuff like this, you want direct contact with me where you can just drop a WhatsApp message, join 1M International, you know. If you want one-to-one calls every week, drop into the school community where you will be with guys like the person who sent me this message. And we're flying in these communities, guys. We're flying. If you're not going to be part of them, you are going to start falling behind. We're getting extra advice, extra benefits, and if you haven't got the money, don't worry, guys. But if you have, I'll see you there very soon. I hope you enjoyed Madrid. See you in Paris.